Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. We are in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, and yesterday we began Sif Gimel, which begins on Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. We'll remind ourselves that we did this Mechaber yesterday, who taught us that it is forbidden to remove the honeycombs from a beehive that is attached. The honeycombs are attached to the beehive at the start of Shabbos, because this is tolesh, this is uprooting, this is plucking something. And the Ramah had said, this is davka im dvukim bekaveris. He brought down, this is only if they are attached to the beehive. And that's what we'll pick up today at the very top of Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the very first words of the line with the Ramah continuing. Aval, however, if the honeycombs were detached from the beehive before Shabbos started, or alternatively, or somehow they were crushed before Shabbos started, the honeycombs inside the beehive were crushed before Shabbos started, and the honey, hadvash, is tsof bakaveris, is floating inside the beehive. It's not attached to anything. In this situation, the Ramah says, where it has essentially been detached before Shabbos started, mutter lirdoso b'Shabbos. You'd be allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Mishnah Brura explains in Sif Katan Memches, im nitlishu haynu shachalus nitlishu mimakom chiburim bakaveres umunochin kach besocha. They were detached from inside the beehive, but they remain in the beehive, albeit not attached inside the beehive. And in this situation, velo shayach tu aleyin shem mechubar. They're not called at all attached. They are totally detached in this situation. And therefore, alken yochol liridosan me'akaveris, you're allowed to remove them from the beehive, kdei lechol hadvash hadovuk al gabom misaviv. You're allowed to remove the honeycomb from inside the beehive because it was detached before Shabbos, albeit it was still in the beehive on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take only the external honey that's on the outside of this honeycomb. However, avol mikol makom also liraskon, but you're not allowed to go and crush this honeycomb, ulahotzi advash min hashayva, and to go and remove the honey that's not on the outside, but it's intertwined inside with the wax of the honeycomb, that you're not allowed to do. Because that would be an isser, because even though the honeycomb was detached from the beehive, this honey inside the honeycomb that's inside intertwined with the wax has not been detached. Zehu bichlal mefarik. This would be considered taking out the honey from inside the honeycomb, and that's not allowed. The domi lemotzi atfuah mikasher. This would be the equivalent of removing the wheat from inside its husk. Vafilu yotzei dvash miatzmo asur ad la'erev. And even if the honey comes out on its own on Shabbos, the honey that was inside, intertwined with the wax of the honeycomb, that would not be allowed to be used, even if it came out on Shabbos, until after Shabbos. And this is a gzeira, shema yirasek biyadayim, because you may come to go and crush it with your hands. If you're allowed to go and use the stuff that comes out on its own, you may forget and crush it with your hands, and therefore it is forbidden to use the honey that comes out from the inner part of the honeycomb on Shabbos. Mishnah Brura continues in Sif Katan Mem Tes, and he says that when the honey in the honeycomb was crushed before Shabbos started, haynu shiriskon l'hachalos, you crushed the honeycombs inside the beehive. V'adayin hin mechubarim bakaveres, but you never detached the honeycomb from the beehive itself, but you did crush the honeycomb. Ela shadvaz zov mehem b'Shabbos ayde risukon, and therefore the honey is continuously dripping out from this honeycomb inside, still attached to the beehive. This honey is mutter likach zadvash atzov. This is honey that is considered already detached. The su ein shayach lakaveris, it has no real halachic connection or physical connection to the beehive itself. However, I will also lir dosa chalos gufo, but you're not allowed to remove the honeycomb, since that is attached. So the honey from them is permissible. In this situation, the honeycomb itself is still considered attached and is not allowed to be removed. The Chafetz Chaim adds one additional detail in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Shenisrasku Mibodjom. At the very end, he says, "Vida dim yodea shadvash hazet sof mibodjom." If you know that there was honey that was detached before Shabbos started, afilu lo riskon lachalos klal, even though you didn't crush the honeycomb itself and the honey detached on its own, mutuli kachos odash, that honey is also considered permissible, as brought down in the Beis Yosef. Dirshu footnote number 71 brings down from Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal, she'issu mefarik, in this situation, to remove the honey from inside the honeycomb would be an issa daraisa, noeg min haTorah. He says this Issa of Mefarik is no way gam bedover she'en gidulei karka, even in something that doesn't grow from the ground. And one can be medayik the same exact halacha from the Kaf HaChaim too. Now we go to Sif Yudalit. The Mechaber writes, Ein Megablin. Here we introduce a new Isser, the Isser of kneading, Megavlin. Pirush, Nesina Samayim Bekemach Nikro Gibul, that you're adding over here, the Ramah says, water to flour, and you're mixing it together, that's called Gibul. And what you're talking about over here is, the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to go with me Megabal over here, Kemach Koli Harbe. Person isn't allowed to take water and add it to a lot of this parched flour. That would be an Isser of Megabal. And the reason you're not allowed to do this with the parched flour in a large amount is because you may come, Shema Yavo, Lolush, Kemach, She'eno Koli. You may come to use not parched flour and add water to that. As we'll see inside in a moment, that would be a real Issa Darais over here. So therefore, the rabbis instituted you can't do it with the parched flour in a large amount. However, Umuto Lagabal Issa Koli Ma'at Ma'at. But you can do a small amount of parched flour with water. That is permissible. Now, this was a mouthful. And let us see inside the Mishnah Berurah. And Sivkat Nun has a long introduction over here telling us about the Isser over here of kneading. So he says, Sivkat Nun. Hine kodem shenovel avar divrei haShulchan Aruch. Before we can really understand fully the words of the Shulchan Aruch, nevarik tzas inyan lisha. Let us explain a little bit about the halacha of kneading. Again, kneading is with a K, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. So we're talking about here of the halacha of kneading on Shabbos. Lisha, this halacha of kneading, is achas milamites avos v'lochos, is one of the 39 cardinal sins of Shabbos, one of the av v'lochos, which Dirshu footnote number 72 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that's telling the Igros Moshe that this is knowing the Isser of Megabel, of Lisha over here, is knowing even in things that are not Gidulei Karka. And the reason is, because kneading has nothing to do really with the ground, albeit we often knead foods, but this is talking about kneading of any sort of a nature. And Rav Moshe adds, Shmishum kach also liting shemen bebeitzim. That's why you're not allowed to add oil to eggs or to fish that are chopped up. And this is, in fact, also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. So this is a real potential Issa D'Oraisa that we're discussing here. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'eino davka idemayim. It's not only when you add water to something and you're making a mixture that could be Megabel, that could be over the Issa of Lisha. Du adin bedvash, the same thing would apply to honey, or v'shuman avas, or the schmaltz, the fat over here of a goose, the chomine mashko, or any other types of beverages, shenilosh, that are normally needed, v'nidbak al yodam, and that are going to come together in a lump, in a clump over here, based upon the addition of the water or the other beverage. Many of the Dirshu footnotes here are important. I don't know if we'll have time to do them today. You should certainly look at them yourself. I point out one thing at the end of Dirshu footnote number 74. He brings down, Hanosein divrei maichol u'mashkin l'soch piv u'megav miyachad. That is not a problem. If a person goes and obviously with his saliva, and he chews something in his mouth, there's no problem of lisha or gibul in that situation. Rav Nissen Karlitz points out, that's called eating and not a problem of lisha in your mouth. If you take it out of your mouth, however, and you use it for something, that would in fact be a problem of lisha. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Hinei b'inyon lisha tanya b'braisa b'gemara. Mishnah Berurah explains that we learn in a brisa in the Gemara, Dim echad nosein kemach, v'echad nosein mayim. The first person puts the flour down. The second person adds water to the flour. Only ha'achron chayev, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the second person who does this is chayev. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda omer, eino chayev ad she'gabel. That until you actually mix it, just by adding the water, that isn't the Isser. But you need to go and mix it together to be megabel it in order to be an Isser involved. That is on the Daraisa level. The issue footnote number 76 points out, on a Darabanan level, the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Chav Dalet is going to tell us that even according to the opinion of Rav Yossi, Rav Yehud over here, also Lose Smayim B'dover Shu Bar Gibul. The addition of water is an Issa Darabanan, even if you haven't stirred it, if you haven't done Lisha to it or kneaded it, Shema Yovo L'Gavlo, just the addition of water alone is an Issa Darabanan, because it may then come that you will need it, which would then be the Issa Daraisa that the rabbis put in a Harchoko Midarabanan, even according to Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, Upasku Rova Poskim, the majority of the Poskim, and the Shaarat Zion, he brings down an impressive list in Sif Katan and Zayin, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Razor, the Ramban, the Ran, the Arzrua, and Rokeach. All of these are major Rishonim. They all paskin over here, like Rav Yossi, Bar Yehuda, that the addition of water alone is not an Issa D'Oraisa. However, Ach das Baal HaTrumos, the Siato, but the Baal HaTrumos and many others, as brought down in Sharatzion Ost Nun Ches, this includes Rilezim Mitz, the Smag, the Smak, and the Ghost My Money. Another very, very impressive list of Rishonim, they all paskin like Rebbe, Lusoki Rebbe, which is the Ayidei Nisinas Mayim Nikor Gibel, just the putting in of the water, that's the Issa Darais of Gibel. Not an Issa Darabonon, like these first group of Rishonim we just mentioned say, but they hold that it's an Issa Daraisa. And the issue footnote number 77 brings down that in Simon Shin Chav Dalet, the opinion is brought down, Shaminog Lahachmir Kedaz Bala Chumos, that we hold like the second group of more Machmir opinion Rishonim. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chol zeh bekemach, this is all that we're discussing over here, is when you have flour, or offor, or dirt, or tit, tar, v'chol hadak, or thin, finely granulated sand. In all of these situations, when you add water to it, d'hu bar gibel, they could be mixed and clumped together, or anything like this, v'chol chayotze behen. However, avu b'davar d'hu lav bar gibel, but for something which doesn't have the ability, so to say, to become mixed together by the addition of water, for example, could go an afer, ashes, or chol agas, or large sand, das harambam v'siyoto, then the Rambam and many others, brought down in the Shaar Tzion Ost Nun Ches, the Rif and Rashi, the Af im Giblo Potu Michatus, that if you did this to these things, you would not be Chayav Michatus and not Issa Daraisa, Rak Isuri Ika, but there would be an Issa Darabonon, even according to these opinions, for this type of addition of water. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Das Harbi Rishonim Lehefech. There are others that disagree with this, and in the Shaar Tzion Ost Samach, he brings down Tosos, the Rosh, the Raivid, the Rashba and the Ran. Again, very, very impressive list of Rishonim that we're discussing over here. They hold the Bedover, the Lav Bar Gibel, something that's not normally able to be clumped together. Then in this situation, Avler of Yosef Yehuda, Lo Boy Gibel, here, you don't have to mix it together. You're over just by Umishin Nosen Bo Mayim, just by the addition of water in this situation, Chayiv, the Zehu Gibulo. That is the Gibel for something that's Lav Bar Gibelhu, according to these other Rishonim. So having said quite a bit over here, Ato Nivor, Novo Livor, Divrei Shulchan Aruch. Now we begin to better understand this halach of Gibel that the Shulchan Aruch brings down over here. We'll quickly do a couple of Dirshu footnote comments inside, not all of them by any means. At the end of Dirshu footnote number 76, he brings down, what about if you have a powder of potato powder, for example, and you put water into this powder. V'adikach nasis isa over. You make a thick dough over here of this potato paste. And he brings down from Moshe Feinstein over here, She'ein lasos b'Shabbos b'shumofen. Moshe Feinstein's atzal says you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And there's also opinion on Nissan Karlo, Shlita, that you're not allowed to do this. The issue foot number 78 brings down, how do we define something as being bar gibel or not? So the Tosus Rid brings down, Shudover shaderech lishtamish bo, hi aidei gibulo, that it's normally used only by this mixing. And the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis brings down, She bar gibel, the definition of something that's a bar gibel, Dover hamis ariv heitev, something gets mixed up well, v'nase legush echad, and becomes one clump. That's called a bar gibel. The issue foot number 79 brings down that the issue of the Rabbanan in these situations is gezerah shem yigavo kemach sheno koli, because you may come to take unparched flour and mix it with water, and since the unparched flour is a bar gibel, that would be an issue in our Torah, as we'll see in a moment in Sivkot Nun Beis. In this situation, it's the actual mixing that would be the Issur d'Rabbanan. Aval Nesina Samayim, but the addition of the water itself, according to the Perush Rishon that we said, would not even be Issur, even mid-Rabbanan. Kivin Shafilu Gibulo Einu Issur mid-Rabbanan. If you say that the mixing is only Issur d'Rabbanan, then the addition of water is not going to be an Issur, because that would almost be like a Gzera L'Gzera, and therefore it would be permissible to add the water, but not to mix it. In any event, let's return now to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Aleph. The addition of water in this situation to a large amount of Kemach Koli is not allowed, but a small amount of the Kemach Koli to add water to it is allowed. And the reason is, he says over here in Sivkot Nun Aleph, Hailishno Lav Davka, the Machaber Aripo Belisho Gemura, Shinose Namayim Magabel. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that the Machaber is paskening like the opinion that says that it's not just the addition of water that's the problem, it's the actual mixing over here. So it's Lav Davka over here, the addition of water that he's talking about. Like the Ramah said, the Nesina Samayim Bekemach. But the Mechaber is saying over here, you're not allowed to do this to mix it, not only adding the water, but to mix it as well. And the reasoning is, Sivkot Nun Beis, because you may come to go and then do it with unparched flour. And calls that Sif Huloshen Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah explains now that this entire Sif over here is following the opinion of the Rambam. Usfirole, who holds the Kemach Koli Lav Bar Gibelu, because he holds that parched flour is not something that is normally mixed, and therefore it's not a Bar Gibelu. the dover, the lav bar gibel, and something that is not considered the bar gibel, eino chayav af kishe giblo. You are not over an issa deraisa, even if you go and mix it. They know also a little bit, albeit there is an issa derabbanan. Shema yovo lolush kemach sheno koli, and that is a gezeira, that if we allow you to go and mix this item, which is not an issa deraisa, the kemach koli, you may come to do it with the kemach that is not koli, and that would be an issa deraisa. And therefore, ulefikach hitiru ayidei shinoi dima'at ma'at, and therefore, when you're only doing a small amount of this, that's considered a significant shinoi that takes it out of the realm of even being an issa derabbanan. Vafilu l'shar poskim, and even according to the list of the Rishonim that we mentioned, the Sfirulu who hold, the Kemach Koli Bar Gibelhu, who do hold that Kemach Koli is in fact a Bar Gibelhu, and if you were to go and be Megabel Kemach Koli, it would be Chayiv Min HaTorah Shishu Giblo, it would be an Issur Deraisa. Nevertheless, Mikomokom Gam Hei Modu, even those Rishonim would hold and agree, Da'idei Shinoi D'ma'at Ma'at, by doing it a little bit, Shari B'Kemach Koli, it is actually permissible to do this with the Kemach Koli. Furthermore, v'dai you should know the Mishnah Berurah says the lahayesh omim hamuva l'kamim b'sif tezayin that we're going to learn in Yirtzeh Hashem in a few days. Gam b'inyan zeh also l'gabel afilu ma'at ma'at. They're more machmir, and they wouldn't even allow you to do a little bit of the parched flour ma'at ma'at by adding water and stirring it. Elam kinosan al kemach mayim mibojom. Unless there was already water in it before Shabbos started, then you'd be allowed to go and further be magabel this on Shabbos. But otherwise, that more machmir opinion would say you can't do this. Even ma'at ma'at. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Gimel explains that the kemach she'eno koli bezeh afilu ma'at ma'at also brings down from the Morgan Avraham that even a little bit of the kemach she'eno koli is not allowed. It is forbidden to mix it. Sifkot Nun Dalid ma'at ma'at. What does that mean? Velo harbe, but not a lot. Bein imose belila raka o kosha. Whether you're doing a soft batter that you're making it into or a harder batter. Vishir de ma'at ma'at. How much exactly is this shear of ma'at ma'at? A little bit. Lo be'eruah poskim. The poskim didn't come to a specific amount that they can tell us this amount, that amount. V'nira, so how do you figure it out? So the Mishnah Berurah says, dafilu yesh bo kishir grogaris. Even if it has the shear of a grogaris, a dried fig, that amount is considered, if you do more than the shear of grogaris, that would be considered harbe. Less than a shear of a grogaris, a dried fig, a little bit more than a kezayis, that would be allowed. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha for a much more detailed discussion about this subject. At the beginning of the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, Ein Megablin V'chule, we point out one additional thing. The Chofetz Chaim tells us over here, the Das Bal HaTrumos Lefsok Ki Rebbe, as we pointed out, the Bal HaTrumos Paskins over here like Rebbe, the Tekep Mishinosim B'mayim Chayim, just the addition of water, the second person, is Chayiv. V'zui Das HaYeshomrim Haniskar Po B'sif Tezayin. That is what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, that we're going to have a more Machmir opinion brought down in Sif Tezayin. That is the opinion over here, the Bal HaTrumos. And he says, Vida, the nearly bar, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Chofetz Chaim says, it's apparent to me, clearly, Dafilu l'das Bala Chumos says that, even according to the Bala Chumos over here, that says, the Nesinas Mayim Nikor Gibel, that just the addition of water is called Gibel, if you did this on Erev Shabbos, and also Mayim Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to add water on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to stir it on Shabbos. Mikomokom im Gibel, Achakach, Mishabbos, Chayit, that would be forbidden. Velo Amrinan, the Zem Mikre, Lisha, Achalisha, we don't say, Lisha, Achalisha is allowed in this situation. The issue footnote number 84 brings down halosh dover shekvar nilush legamre. For example, if somebody goes and does memayach pas biyodov, he goes and crushes bread in his hands, with his hands, so Vayashiv Zatzal brings down Shem Zemishum Isser Losh. There is no Isser of Losh in this situation because we do have a principle in Lisha Achalisha. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Sheish Lahachmin Lechatkila Shelo La'asu, so you shouldn't do this. Kivin Shepiruri Alecha Mischabim Mehalachus Shebelechem, because when you go and put together these clumps of the bread, so there's some moisture there, and it's based upon the moisture that it sticks together. And he adds further, Shema Shehitir Achazonish L'Rasik Banana, that which we talked about, that you can go crush a banana, Ein Ze Elokishim Rasik Banana Shlema, that's only if it's a full banana, Av Shalom Mechaber Chalokim Sheesrasku, but you're not putting together pieces of the banana and mixing them together. That would be a problem of Lisha. Finally, the issue footnote number 81 brings down, according to the poskim that hold the kemach koli bar gibelhu v'chayv ben haTorah kishigiblo, according to the opinion that says that kemach koli is also a bar gibel, so the issue footnote number 81 brings down, why according to these poskim are you allowed to add a little bit of water if it was added before Shabbos? He says this issur derabbanan over here was permitted shekivon shalisha zu nasas letzorach achilas adam. This is allowing you to eat this over here, so therefore hekilu badover. Shari afilu letzorach achilas behema, even for allowing allowing you to feed your animal, we allow you to add some water. Ubavad shiyashana begibul. But you can't do the actual gibul, the mixing, over here in the normal way. So to add a little bit of water, even according to these machmir poskim, would be allowed. With that, we conclude today's shiur.